I petted my body, and it feels so good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I petted my body, and it feels so good. Have you ever had that experience? Have you ever had the experience of touching your body and having it feel so good? When you do, miracles happen. Really. Wonderful miracles happen when you pet your body. Wonderful miracles happen when you sort of fall in love with yourself. Have you ever fallen in love with yourself? Have you ever said to yourself, I like me? Have you ever said to yourself, why? What a wonderful temple I live in here. What an ideal temple I live in here. What a beautiful body I live in here. I am so blessed. I am so blessed to have this fabulous body that I live in, and it being so absolutely perfect. I am so blessed. Have you ever said that? Far too few of us say that about our body. If you say to your son, son, I'm proud of you. You're a wonderful boy. You do things so nice, you always care, you show your love. Daughter, you are a spectacular girl. Every time I turn around, you're doing something nice for somebody. But mainly, you're doing something nice for yourself. You treat your body as though it is a very precious thing. Yes, my son, you treat your body as though it's something very specious, very, very special, very, very wonderful. Now, why do you do that? Well, it feels good, Dad, when I touch my body and I say, I like me. When I massage my wrists, when I massage my legs, when I massage my tummy. Oh, after I've had a good meal, I massage my tummy and I say, my, that was good. And, you know, Dad, my daughter said, every time I comb my hair, I say, I have the most beautiful hair in the world. I love my hair. And I gently run the brush through my hair. And I gently massage my hair and say, wow, I am blessed with such beautiful hair. And you know, Dad, every time I do that, and I'm looking in the mirror, my hair is more and more beautiful all the time. And when I go to my closet, you know, Dad, when I go to my closet, I say, now, what beautiful dress am I going to wear today that's going to make me look just wonderful? Tell everybody just how I feel about myself. And I take my hands and I push them down the sides of my body gently. And I say, what a lovely figure I have. What a beautiful body I have. What a glorious temple I live in. You know, Dad, I'm so glad you taught us that our body is a temple of the living God. I'm glad you taught that, because then whenever I massage my body, whenever I pet my body, whenever I tell my body that it is wonderful, it not only feels so good, it feels so right, it feels as though I am polishing up the cathedral. I am polishing up the temple. I am making the temple a lovely place for me to live. Yes, I'm making my body a lovely place, an appreciated place for me to live. Now, if anything ever goes even slightly wrong, and I feel a pain, or I feel any sort of a tension, I immediately say to my body, peace. peace. And I take a deep breath and I let go and I say peace. And then the tension drains away. All of the things that are unhappy about my body, which are not many, go away, because right away, the moment something gets in there, and it's a thought, you know, Dad, it's a thought. The moment it gets in there, I tell it out. I am whole and perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. You don't belong here, unhappiness. You don't belong here, tension. You don't belong here, pain. You don't belong here. I don't accept you in my world, in my life. And I pet my body. Wherever the feeling might have been, the pain might have been, the tension might have been, and I pet it and I say, oh, you're so lovely. Just like I pet my dog. And I tell my dog how much I love him. I pet my body. And I tell my body, you're wonderful. You're great. Have you ever watched your mother? What do you mean, Dad? Well, have you ever watched your mother when she's sitting in front of the mirror in her bedroom before she is going to go out for the evening? What does she do? She looks at her face and she says, I have a very beautiful face. And then she takes her hands and she gently massages her face. And she says to her face, now, you are beautiful and you are relaxed and you are lovely and you are desirable and you are wonderful. And she tells her face all these things, and her face just sort of melts in her hands and says, you're right. You're right. And she takes her brow plucker, and she plucks out an extra eyebrow that she wants to remove. Or she takes her powder and she touches up a little place on her cheek. And she takes her comb and puts her hair into perfect shape, although she's already done that. She never does it too often, she feels. Is that right, Mom? Yes, children. I love myself. And I love this body, I love this temple that I live in, and I tell it so all the time. I'm always saying, I have a wonderful body. I have a wonderful self. I have a wonderful life. I am so blessed. I am so fortunate. I'm always petting my body. When I sit down to take a break while I'm doing something around the house, I'll stop, and then I'll gently take my hands from my feet and run it up all the way across the top of my head. And I'll just gently, with my fingertips, I'll just gently pet my body. You know, you can find a good illustration of that when you take your dog. We have a lovely dog, Rex, and our golden retriever. Now, have you ever noticed how when Rex comes to me, I don't give him a vigorous rub down like you kids do. I just take the tips of my fingers and run it all over his nose. And he lifts up his head and says, oh, such love, such gentleness, such caring. And then I touch his ears, not firmly, but just gently. He knows it. And I'm showering him, his body, with my love. And when I run my fingers across his pelt, across his back, he just feels like, do it again, Sam. Do it again. Do it some more. Do it some more. Because it feels so good when you pet yourself, when you pet your dog, when you pet your cat. I was watching a video the other night, and Dr. Sam, our wonderful gray cat, was standing next to my chair. And all of a sudden, he decided that he was going to sit on my lap. So he jumped up on my lap. And first, he pulsated my lap. He pulsated the blanket I had over my lap. And he felt, oh, this is so good. And then he went around and around and around until he found just where he wanted to lay down, on my lap. And my lap's not that big. But he had to find exactly the right spot. And then when he found the right spot, he called my hand to come and pet him. I was watching the film. But something said, pet him. And so my hand lifted up and went over and petted him and gently stroked him. And even while I was watching the film, I said, "Mr. Sam, Dr. Sam, you're super. You're a wonderful cat." And then he, purr, purr, purr. And he says, "I like it when you pet me. I like it when you stroke me. I like it when you tell me how much you love me by what you do." And the film ended, and I wanted to get up. And there he was, sitting on my lap. He had no intention of getting up because he was in paradise. And I petted him some more, and I said, "Mr. Sam, I've got to get up now." And so he still stayed there, and I started to stand up. And when I stood up, the incline became too great for him, and he jumped off. But he loved the petting. When our pets love to be petted, it should tell us something about ourselves. We are human beings. We are physical beings. We are beings that love to be responded to and to respond to. And so whenever we take the time to touch our body and say, "I love you," touch your kneecap and gently massage it in a circle one way and then the other way and say, "What a love." Have you said that to your kneecap recently? I know I haven't, but I do it every time I massage my body, every time I pet my body, every time I touch my body. Whenever I do, I say, "I love you. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me." And my body just sort of vibrates with that wonderful feeling, with that wonderful attitude of love, of unconditional love, of the greatest love, because it's my love, being shown through my gentle touch, through my gentle caring, my gentle stroking, my gentle being. When you take a little baby, you don't physically and roughly tumble them about to say how much you love them. Oh, there may be times when you're playing with him, but gently, when he's waking up from a sleep or when you pick him up, you pick him up oh so gently. And you take your fingertips and you run it across the top of his head and say, "You're so wonderful." And you tickle his toes and you kiss his toes and you say, "You are the sweetest thing that ever could exist." And that baby knows exactly how sincere you are, how real you are, how important it is to share what you're sharing. If it's important for the baby, imagine how important it is for us to do this. If every day, before we go to bed, we would take just 2 or 3 minutes and touch our body and say, "I love you," pet our body, just as though our body were our beloved. We're not trying to be erotic with it. We're merely touching it and saying, "I love you." And as we do that, our body says, "I am in heaven here. I have chosen the right being to live in this body." And the body thinks it chose the being to live in, but you and I know we chose the body. And now as we gently care for the body, as we gently pet the body, every single day, as often as we can, lovingly, gently, and tell the body how much we love it, our body will live a lifetime free of disease, free of anything that would be distressing to the body. And our body would live on immortally, wonderfully, beautifully, but only because we put the cause in motion to live in a body that is outstanding, to live in a body that is remarkable, to live in a body that we love. And even if the body has a pain, we immediately go to that pain and we tell the body we love the body. And the pain goes away because the pain does not get the attention. It's the body that gets the attention, and it gets the attention of unconditional love. You and I can do that. And babies do it. Children do it. Animals love to have you do it. And if you don't do it to an animal, a cat will come up and rub itself against you to get a little bit of affection. And he's giving himself affection by rubbing up against you. Now, isn't that something? We can learn a lesson by these things. We can realize that we are the ones who give the affection. We are the ones who give the caring. We are the ones who give the petting. Now, I petted my body, and it was so good. It feels so good. And if I can do that, purposely petting my body, every day if I would take a few moments and pet my body and tell my body what a wonderful body it is, how happy I am living in this body, how I take care of this body by giving it a beautiful bath or giving it a beautiful caring for. I comb my hair, I touch myself up. All of these are strokes of love. All these are the petting that goes into making our body the most fantastic, glorious, wonderful, rewarding experience that we could ever imagine. When you're ready for such an experience, when you're ready, then it's just a matter that you take yourself and you put yourself in line with this beautiful expression. You put yourself in line with this beautiful idea of who and what you are. I petted my body, and it feels so good. That's the way it goes, and that's who we are. We pet our body, and it feels so good, now and always. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.